Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my super fine wife, Beth.
Fabulous Friday.
Yes, it is.
And we're going to have our, listen, this is a good one in a different way. This is our Do Not Fear scripture is Psalm 119:165. 119:165, and it has great peace have those who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. Great peace means you're not afraid. So that is a do not fear without saying do not fear. So,
amen.
Yes.
On today's call, we're going to talk about imagine or living the good life.
Mm.
In our travels, we've met a lot of people who want the blessings of God without the relationship or the lifestyle of a believer. You can't live like the devil all week, then run around the church on Sunday shouting, Shaddai. Quote in 3 John 2, thinking everything's going to be all right. It just doesn't work that way.
Mm.
God loves his children and wants us blessed, but his principles apply. His word is filled with promises and blessings, but they often hold a requirement there before they are fulfilled, not the least of which is to seek and serve him with all of our heart. Key word in that last sentence is all. All our heart. God cannot be fooled. He knows if we really care or just showing up when trouble strikes. We can't play games with him or hope he's not noticing when we turn our back on him. Quoting the scripture like Captain Religious or singing like Sister Precious is not going to open the windows of heaven over our lives. Our Heavenly Father gives us very clear instructions on how we should act in order to live a life worth living. The key to living a godly life is found throughout the scriptures, but Lord led us to Ezekiel 18:5. But if a man be just, do what is lawful and right. So here's the question. What is lawful in the sight of civil authorities, and what's right in the sight of God? Sometimes they're the same. Sometimes we as Christians are held to a higher standard before God.
That's right.
Is stealing your neighbor's,
cable TV
signal, is that lawful?
I've heard of that.
Even if he agrees to it. Is cheating on your income tax lawful? Is driving away from a fast food restaurant with too much change? The right or godly thing to do? Is it okay to buy things that you don't really need, but yet it might take you years to pay for it? And yes, you want it right in the sight of God. Stealing time or supplies from your employer, lawful and right? So the question is, what is a just man? Strong's Concordance, just is defined 162 times as righteous. Consider the definition from Strong's Concordance. Righteous being righteous in government, righting one's cause, righteous in conduct and character, as justified and vindicated by God. Reading a definition of just in Strong's Concordance makes us realize that we can't definitely use We can definitely use some more just, a lot more men and women in our government. I'm not getting into politics, but speaking from a merely moral point of view, you have to agree with us. We think the Message Bible translation of Ezekiel 18:5-9 gives us an excellent picture of what's just, righteous, and required to live a full, godly life. Scripture says, imagine a person who lives well, treating others fairly, keeping good relationships, doesn't eat at the pagan shrines, doesn't worship the idols so popular in Israel, doesn't seduce a neighbor's spouse, doesn't engage in casual sex, doesn't bull anyone, doesn't pile up bad debts, doesn't steal, doesn't refuse food to the hungry, doesn't refuse clothing to the ill-clad, doesn't exploit the poor, doesn't live by impulse and greed, doesn't treat one person better than another, but lives by the statutes and faithfully honors and obeys my laws. This person who lives upright and well shall live a full and true life. Decree of God, the Master.
Mm. You know, as Harold was reading this passage, the Lord's, well, he said he has his children eating at pagan shrines and worshiping popular idols. Now, we were confident that many people, as you, hearing our words, are going to go, thank God I don't do that. But let us give you a couple things that you could actually think about. In the car as you're in, you know, if the car in your driveway, the couch you're sitting on, the computer you're looking at, or even the cell phone you're holding, or the house you're living in, has caused you to tithe irregularly or not give offerings as God directs you to do, then you're eating probably at a pagan shrine and worshiping pagan idols. How is that? Because we're spending money on things that are not honoring God.
That's right.
If it's taking it away from what it is God wants you to do. Anything that keeps us from giving to the kingdom, everything that keeps us from fulfilling his covenant would be an idol in his sight. If we're not tithing, hey, I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about what God says. If you're not tithing, then you're stealing from God, according to Malachi 3:8. And the Message Bible tells it this way. Begin by being honest. Do honest people rob God? But you rob me day after day. You ask, how have we robbed you? The tithe and the offering, that's how. If you've bought into the fake it till you make it lifestyle, and a lot of people do because of friends, and if you're living from paycheck to Prozac, not healthy, but you can't help and feed hungry and clothe people that, you know, are ill-clad, or give food that helps in good ground ministries, then you're serving the wrong God. The scripture tells us when you live according to the principles found in the passage of scripture in Ezekiel, then you will live upright and well and shall live a full and true life.
Hallelujah.
Look at all of us are fine-tuning ourselves. That's what God wants us to do. And in fact, he wants you to see it. That's why verse 5 in Ezekiel 18 in the Message begins with the word imagine. It's time for us to imagine ourselves walking above and not beneath, being the head and not the tail. It's time for us to imagine all our bills are paid in full, including our mortgage. It's time to imagine our retirement accounts being funded fully. It's time to imagine that we're walking in divine health according to what God's dictate says we can have. It's time for us to imagine all our family members are saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and on fire for the kingdom. It's time for us to imagine we're operating in the end time office of the giver, empowering ministries to reach the lost and disciple the found. It's time for us to imagine ourselves the way God sees us. If we don't like where we are in life right now, maybe it's time for us to realize that we're not an ostrich which puts his head in the sand, in the spiritual sand, I might say.
You know, by the way, those who have their head in the sand, do you realize what you're exposing to Satan's boot? That's all I'm going to say. By the way, for those who have their heads in the sand, well, I'm not going to say it again. You got it. Make no mistake. God wants you to live a full, meaningful life, but each of us is required to prove ourselves faithful and just. Then we'll have the life that's really worth living. Ephesians 2:10, Classic Amplified. For we're God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. We strongly suggest that you put this scripture in your smartphone, iPad, tablet, or write it down on an index card and you know, carry it around with you till you got it memorized. Personalizing the scripture makes it even more meaningful to you, especially that last part of the verse, which says, quote, living the good life which you be arranged and made ready for Harold and Bev to live.
Oh, but he gave us a bunch of prerequisites about what we need to be watching.
Yes, he did.
So you do this and you get that.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about. Ephesians 2:10, New Living Translation. For we're God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Consider this personalization. For Dave and Diane are God's masterpieces. He created them anew in Christ Jesus. So Dave and Diane can do the good things he planned for them long ago. The good life, the good things God has planned for you, doesn't include being so deeply in debt that you have to work two or three jobs just to make ends meet. The good life he planned for you doesn't include having the month run out before your money does. I need to say that the other way around.
Yeah.
That your money runs out before the month does.
Yeah. Actually, the good life he did plan was that your money doesn't run out before
the
month gets to the end. That's a better
way. Well said. God created you to be above and not beneath, the head and not the tail. So it's time for you to, and I for us, to manifest his plans for our lives. And it begins by imagining. See yourself the way God sees you as his masterpiece. Hallelujah. Think about that. We're God's masterpiece. That's amazing.
It's amazing.
One of my mama's favorite scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That and some others, yeah. Like me.
Yeah.
Hard
special
to
shout out
just one.
To my mom, Miss Annie.
Yes, Mama.
All right.
Okay.
Well, just
heading into a good weekend.
Yep.
If you've been blessed, you can go to heraldhearing.com and click sow a seed and just, you know, give whatever God tells you to give. That's all we ever ask. And until a sensational Saturday shows up tomorrow, your turn, honey.
Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the
Word
of God.
Hallelujah.
Have a great one.
Bye.